going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, we have the CCA Star Tournament, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather. Right now down on the island, it's 81 this morning. They claim it feels like 89 with the humidity. Today we're looking at a mix of clouds and sun, near record high temperatures, high of 83, south winds 15 to 25. And then for tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 79, south-southeast winds 15 to 25. And then for tomorrow, they're throwing maybe about a 20% chance of a rain shower. Intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high of 83, south-southeast winds 15 to 25. Could see some higher wind gust. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We're sitting on a high right now. It just occurred at the Galveston Channel at 3:53 a.m. It was a 1.6. Then we have a low at 9:26 a.m., a 1.2, then a high at 1:05 p.m., a 1.3, then a low at 8:47 p.m., a negative 0.3. 6:22 a.m., sunrise, 8:10 p.m., sunset. Moon phase right now, 16%. We're moving towards a new moon. Offshore, the buoy out there, 22 nautical miles, is showing 80-degree air temperature with 81-degree water, a south wind at 18 to 22. Pretty much the same across the board. All the water temperatures are anywhere from 83 to 84, with south-southeast winds at about 16 to 18 miles per hour. So may come up a little more after the sun gets up today. So another breezy day on the bay. How about that? All right. Let's move over to east of town. Let's go over to the Golden Triangle area and check in with Bill Watkins this morning and see what's going on at Sabine Lake. Good morning, Bill. What's happening?
Hey, man. Well, I'm not going fishing for this weekend. I am not going to go out there. I had a guy call me and said, hey, you want to go fishing Saturday? I said, no, sir. I'm not going out there on Memorial weekend. Just can't do it. And there's times that I've done that, but it was always aggravating.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's going to be too crowded. And, you know, of course, the wind, I think, will keep everybody from going. But, you know, there'll be some dedicated people that'll be
out
there.
Oh, yeah. It's Memorial Day weekend. They're putting a boat in, man. They're going.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's kind of a rite of passage, you know.
They've been waiting all year for this.
Yeah.
Holiday weekend, well, and yeah.
And this will be the start of the SALT tournament, and it'll also be the CCA start. Isn't
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, the SALT tournament is on today, buddy.
Everybody's going to go, you know, regardless of whether the water's fresh, muddy, whatever. So I'm just going to back off and relax. I've been fishing too many days as it is. Kind of rest my back and, you know, just kind of chill.
I'm with you.
Take off. Yeah. But we had a good week. I mean, it was a fish right there. And I did not get to fish the channel. I went and looked at it Thursday, and it was coffee with cream.
Still dirty.
Oh, good grief. And tide was going out at that time. Then I went right before we quit. I fished right up to 2 o'clock, and I went back down there, and tide was coming in. But it still was the same color. I think that if I had waited a couple more hours and got right to the top of the high tide, it might have cleared just a little and those fish would have come up.
Yeah.
They're there. I could see them on my depth finder. You know. And they're sitting down there about 20 foot down. But they're not going to come up and feed in that mess until that tide slows down and gets just the way they like it. And then that sediment will drop out just a little bit, and they'll come in there and feed. And you could probably get well. But, you know, it's just terrible. Coffee with cream color.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse this year than I think I've ever seen it.
You know, and it's time now. You know, you get a weather wind and it gets calm. Those jetties are going to be wide open, especially on trout.
Mm-hmm.
Trout fishing be really, really good if you just get the weather.
Yeah, well, and that's another factor. The wind just won't quit blowing. Now, we had a fairly calm Thursday, but all the rest of the days, it was just honking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it limits a lot of things you know you need to be doing but can't do them because of the wind. You just have to stick with the same old game plan you've had for the last 2 months, basically.
Yeah, those jetties. I know a couple people that tried to go out there and they just wasn't able to make it.
Yeah.
It was just too rough. Now, I think maybe Thursday morning you might could have got out there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on a low tide, and it's not that fresh water coming through the jetty is going to push those trout out.
Yeah.
If you caught a high tide right at daylight or high tide late in the afternoon, or that water would clear slightly, they'd be there.
Yeah, it doesn't have to clear a lot, just enough, and it'll light them up where you can target them. But you have to have the conditions, man.
We finally changed Thursday. We finally changed colors from a white with sparkles to a Texas roach.
Right.
We had good water clarity with that outgoing tide. It was coming out of the marsh, and it was really in nice shape. And, yeah, they switched over to the Texas roach, and that was the star of the day. Of course, I didn't throw that. I just kept on with a, yeah. I used a kind of a dirty tequila, something like that, with a little sparkle in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, lime truce tail, almost a yellow tail. But, we caught real good. I think we had 21 trout and 4 flounder.
Right.
Worked out real good. That was a good day. And some pretty nice trout, too. We had several, 16, 17 inches, which is about as good as you can hope for nowadays.
Right. Well, they're slowly growing up. And more.
Yeah. It seems to be
a little better.
Every year they're growing up a little bit.
Yeah. And the ones we're saving are multiplying that much more, spawning out new fish. So here we go.
Yeah, they are. I think they'll spawn on the full moon. I really do.
Yeah, this next full moon will be the big spawn of the year.
I think so. A lot of the fish, even the ones in the lake, are pooched out with eggs.
Yeah. Fish are chunky right now.
Yeah.
Nice and fat. I've been feeding them all that shad protein all spring.
Yeah, they have. And they're eating a few shrimp right now.
And they're getting a little shrimp for dessert. I got it good. Plenty of bait.
Yeah, I talked to a guy that was putting his little shrimp boat in. About a 16-foot shrimp boat. And I really would like to talk to him when he come back in. I'd like to see what he caught. There's just not many people that shrimp in Sabine Lake anymore.
Anywhere?
No.
Man, we got a tenth of the shrimpers we used to have. And I think that's what's created our big-time dolphin and shark problem. And bullheads, with eating all these trout. I mean, I was talking to him and yesterday and he was telling me, he said, you get on some fish and if you got guys that want to keep them, you get you 3 fish, then you're catching and releasing fish. And the dolphins are eating all of them. They just stay around the boat. There's no way you can put it back in the water without it getting eaten. So what do you do? Pull up and leave? Quit catching them, because all you're doing is feeding the local wildlife with them. And seriously. The same thing with the sharks. I mean, without these shrimp boats, back in the day when we had a lot of them, you had, the sharks and the dolphins and bull reds, they tailed those shrimp boats. They followed them around and ate up all the bycatch.
Yeah, they did.
That was their easy meal of the day instead of trying to, hunt and catch, mullet and whatever they wanted to feed on. And now they just follow the boats around. Boat gets on fish, hey, they're going to sit there and eat everything they throw over the side.
Crazy. Our dolphin don't do that. They're not aggressive like they are. And, I think it might be coming.
It's coming.
But right now they're still wild and they kind of stay away from the boats. But, I've not had that problem.
They're getting trained. It started out down south, on 20 and 25 years ago when you were wade fishing. Those dolphins would school up all around you and wait for you to throw a fish back so they could eat it. And it's just, it's spread its way up the coast.
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm hearing about people having that problem.
There's apex predators everywhere for the trout. I mean, they just they don't have a chance.
Yeah, now last year in the channel, we had sharks in mid-May to late May.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good grief. And they were some big old 5-6 foot bull sharks. And if you had a better trout on, you better reel him as hard as you could.
They go for the biggest ones.
They always go for the best, biggest trout. We had several 3-pounders on that day just come get them. And it was nothing.
Speaking of bull sharks,
did
you see that big one that was caught over in, I think it was Mississippi? a commercial fisherman caught it, so it's not going to count as the state record. I think their state record's around 440 or whatever, you know, as far as pounds. This one was 560, 68 pounds, maybe some change.
Good grief.
I mean, it's scary looking. Big old giant bull shark, that guy standing next to it with it hung up on the scales. And
how long do you think it was?
I don't know. It was probably 7 feet or so, but you should have seen
good
how
grief.
Fat and big around this fish was, the girth on it.
Mm.
I mean, he cut a man in half. That's how big he was.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Golly.
Yeah. Monster.
Yeah, there's.
We got them. I don't know. I
sharks,
haven't seen any that
sharks
big,
are
I,
back.
Yeah, they are.
They're back prevalent. With a vengeance. And even the water was fairly fresh last year.
Right.
And, I mean, you could tell the salt in it, all right, but there was still a lot of fresh water. Those suckers, they were just lurking down there. Every once in a while, you could see them stick their fin up and do figure eights around the boat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, there ain't no use in us being here.
No, that fresh water doesn't deter them in whatsoever, our bull reds.
No.
It doesn't deter those fish whatsoever. Let me knock this break out, Bill. Hold on a second. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, it's finally underway, folks, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can sign up today, take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions, 120 tagged redfish. Well, they're swimming around in Texas inshore waters just waiting to be caught. And you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. So go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hawk Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back. We were talking about apex predators.
Yeah.
We go. Yeah.
The man with a gray suit.
Yeah.
Tax man. They get their pound of flesh. I hate them. I just totally hate sharks.
They're a lot more common. You know, bull sharks are the ones that bother me because they usually don't show themselves very much. Very seldom they come to the surface and cruise like a hammerhead, you know, with his fins and tail fin out of the water. And they'll stay below that surface. And if your water's not real clean, you can't see them. And they'll really surprise you.
Yeah.
Especially
and
when
I don't
fishing.
Want to be surprised. I'm just, I hate sharks with a purple passion. Every time they talk about the great whites coming back into the Gulf, I just cringe. I'm not excited about that at all. I know that they have to be out there and they have their place. Yeah, and they're out there a lot. And, I mean, I've had them run me off the short rigs out there so many times. You'd be catching some beautiful trout. I mean, you know, like 3 to 5 pounders, and they're just eating your fish.
They just move in and take over, man. All you can do is pick up and move, brother. That's all you can do.
That's it. Yeah. And you can usually tell when they're there because the specks will be inside the rig. Mm. They'll be tight to the piling leg as they can get. And you drop that silver spoon down there and jig it a couple times, about 12 to 16 feet, and load up that rod, and you ain't going to have that fish but about, you might get it up where you can see it, but they'll get it. And to me, that's just a waste of good fish.
Yes, it is. When
I
was down at Baffin.
They all got their place up.
Last year fishing with Cliff Webb, we just had to pick up and leave. I mean, all you're doing is feeding them. And, I mean, they just sit under the boat waiting for something to hit the water, and you could try to fake them out and hold it up in the air, and they'd, you know, like you were fixing to flip it in the water on one side of the boat, and they'd come to the top knowing they're fixing to catch it, and then all of a sudden you'd throw it out the other side. It didn't matter. That fish was toast. It's open.
Yeah. I had a 12-year-old kid fishing the channel last year, and he was a good little fisherman. But those sharks come in and were bumping my boat. They were rubbing against the boat.
Oh, boy.
And once they got a taste of fish, it was over. And we blood literally water, had man. Just, yeah, we had, we were fishing in 8 to 12 foot, and the water was fairly clear, and they were just there.
Yeah.
And once they started hitting us, yeah, they come up and they stick their fin out of the water and swim around and just bump into the boat. And I thought, man, these guys are aggressive. I just said, you know, when you throw that fish back, we caught a little one. I said, when you throw that fish back, do not reach over the side of the boat. I said, those sharks are aggressive. They ain't no telling what they might do. I mean, they were right up there looking at
them. I've seen them meet a beer can before.
Oh, wow. What kind of beer was it?
I think it was a Coors Light can. We were in them offshore, and we had them schooled up all around the boat, and we were catching kingfish and everything else, and I had that big hider sport I had like a splash well thing in the back behind these rod holders, and everybody throw their empty cans in there, and somebody caught a king and it started flopping and tail flipped the can in the water. But that can didn't even get a chance to settle, and it was just devoured like a trout eating the top water. I said, good Lord, don't fall in, folks. Somebody falls in, you're dead meat.
That's right. Yeah, they can get that aggressive.
And I've seen them behind shrimp boats where, I mean, there's no way you can jump in the water and not get devoured.
No.
Just eating everything.
No, I believe that.
Every piece of food, bycatch, coming over there, just snapping.
Yep. You're right about that. It's a terrible thing to behold.
Yeah, it is.
I sure don't want to wind up being shark bait.
We've got to deal with, you know, we've got enough issues as it is, you know, with environmental fallout and habitat loss. And boy, and these predators are eating a lot of our game fish, man. It's just part of it.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. That's just, I normally don't have that problem in the lake, but every once in a while, they'll move up in there, especially the bull sharks. They'll move up in that halfway fresh
like
water.
That.
Oh yeah, and they're pretty terrible.
Well, a buddy of mine catfishes in the marsh and everything in the, you know, all that Trinity River Delta, and even with that river running like it is right now, he was above I-10, and it's a place. He likes to catch catfish, and he's way up there. And you should have seen the pictures he sent me the other day. He's catching bull reds 45 inches long and bull sharks.
Oh,
not any
great.
Big bull sharks. They look like 3 to 4 footers, but they're up there. And there's no salt up there. That's just pure, fresh river water running through all that area.
Yeah.
A lot of times they can't even reel the catfish in because the bull sharks are eating all of them, sawing them off right behind the head.
God.
We've got plenty. We'll send you some if you want some, because we got more than we
No. No, I figure we've got enough for ourselves. We're probably okay.
You know, and I think about all these, you know, kids and people, you know, swimming in rivers and everything. There's always that possibility, especially in off-colored water. That's when most of the bites occur, you know, when you got dingy water and they can't see their target is good.
Yeah.
Reacting on movement.
That's true. And
if they ate people, as many as we have, there would you'd hear about 2 or 3 attacks a day. It's just we're not on their food list, not yet anyway.
Who knows? Yeah, when that could start happening.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them.
That gives me some concern.
Yes, but they definitely love they love what we love. They love speckled trout, so do dolphins. I mean,
Flipper. Flipper. He owns the water. I mean, those things. If they ever get here like they are down the coast, I might have to just give it up. Because they sure can. They can get a fish so quick. And they play with those trout. You'll catch them down in the channel that have been mouthed on. You know, they're kind of bruised a little bit. They just toy with them and play with them and then let them go. And I don't know if they're just catching them for fun or what. But you can see where they've been, you know, just kind of bite them lightly and scrape them. And have scales knocked off and kind of bruised places.
Yeah, it looks like a bear clawed them.
Yeah. That's just like, what's doing that to these fish? And I finally figured out it was Flipper. Faster than lightning and all of that.
I'm telling you.
No one at sea is smarter than he.
I know that's
and
they
own it when they want to.
They do.
If they start following our boats,
They do. Down south, they do. I witnessed that firsthand with Cliff. You couldn't get away from them. You'd get about 10, 15 minutes of catching fish, and then here they'd come. They'd find you, and you'd have to pick up and leave. Go find another school. Pretty nuts, man. All right, Bill. Well, you have a good Memorial Day weekend, and hope all is well. And if somebody wants to come over and fish the Bean Lake area with you, how they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
All right, and watch your critters.
Yeah, caution everybody out there to be safe this weekend.
Well, it's a busy weekend, so people need to really be careful. Really do.
Yeah.
Where
boating accidents are terrible. Yeah.
Kill switch and life jackets. Keep them on.
That's it. All right, buddy.
Thanks, Bill. You have a good
weekend.
Thank you. See you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, guess what, folks? The 36th Annual CCA Star Tournament that kicked off today, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy in Sports and Outdoors. And get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish are swimming around in inshore waters just waiting to be caught. And you can offshore fish for great prizes, too, when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. And inshore, fish for other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Conroe now and let's check in with the fish dude, see what he's up to. Good morning, Richard. You fishing this weekend?
Oh, you know it. I'm going to fish today anyway. I'm going to hold off for the rest of the week. But this
can't blame you.
Fish this morning for a little bit. We're just going to do some catfishing this morning. That way I ain't got to run around and mess around with all them wake boats because they were out. They were dang sure out in full force yesterday. There ain't no doubt about that. Good night. Them sunguns, they get, I mean, granted, everybody's got their thing that they're into, but them wake boats are something else, man. They're throwing.
Oh, they're nasty.
They throw some big waves.
That's why they call them wake boats because they throw them wakes, baby.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, it's almost like being down there in the intercoastal with them barges and ships coming in. I mean, good night.
You want to see some wakes? You need to come up with me one day and see how we have to operate around. I think the worst ones are those push tugs. Oh my goodness, they put out some nasty wakes.
They got some rollers, that's for sure. And if you're waiting, boy, they'll suck you right on out, won't they?
Well, that's, you know, back in the day when we had moderate traffic, you could wade some areas along a fish ship channel and do some really good fishing. I mean, we'd catch some really big trout doing that. You'd be a fool to try it nowadays.
I guarantee you, I've been out there before, and that stuff, it'll just suck you right on out. It'll take you right off your feet. There ain't no doubt about that. But
oh yeah,
it was some good fishing there. That's one thing about that. But I tell you what, these dingo hybrids are doing good though. Them sunguns have fired off, and the only problem is, I'm going to complain about it, but I don't need to. Is catching a bunch of small ones. I mean, it's granted, we're getting limits of bigger ones, but I'm catching a whole fistful of them about 14, 15 inches long, which ain't, you know, that ain't bad. The keeper's got to be 18 inches, but it's, you know, you catch some rascals like that, and I don't have a problem with it, but the biggest issue is they swallow the dang hooks a lot because they want them little ones for some reason. They just want to eat the whole thing.
Right.
And they'll suck that rascal down. So instead of trying to dig a hook out, I'm just cutting off a lot of hooks. So it's that time of year, though, when you start catching them little rascals like that. Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday we also, you know, after we got our limit of hybrids, we went crappie fishing a little bit. We only kept five keepers that were, you know, fair size. You know, a couple of them were really bigger ones, and, you know, some of them were just a little over keeper size and stuff like that. But, man, I've run across a couple of spots that are just full of little ones. I mean, good night. It probably had 10 to 15 short ones. And when I say short, they were 8 inches long, 9 inches long,
right,
9.5 inches long, stuff like that. So it's good to see those little things out there. But, I mean, there's so many spots that are just dead. There's nothing on them at all. Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, I stumbled across these the other day thinking I need to go check some different areas because you kind of get hung up in the same routine at times, even though when I'm crappie fishing, I try to rotate my spots. That way, you know, I'm not beating on the same fish every day, but it's even rotating them, you know, some of the spots that were real good they've just turned off, and I don't know why. You know, everything after we had that rain a few weeks ago where the lake came up and then dropped back, ever since then, everything has just changed. I mean, I don't understand why it changed so much, but it did. And you know, with the hybrids, they're just feeding. I mean, that's all they're doing. You find the schools of bait, they're going to be around. If they're not there when you're looking at them, they will be around. It just doesn't take them long to find that bait at all. But the crappie, as far as that's concerned, those rascals are just, like I say, they're just kind of here, there, and everywhere, but it's not anything consistent. One day they'll be on one spot, the next day they're going to be on another. And it's just some of them, I mean, some of these brush piles are loaded up with brim right now. And, I've been looking at that forward-facing sonar long enough to know that it's a bunch of brim out there. You know, some people are still faked out and they think it's crappie on it, but most of them are brim on a lot of these brush piles.
Right.
And then, but they're starting to make that move too, because it's getting, the water temperature's up in the 80s. It's getting to where they're fixing to start move up and spawning on those little beds that they build. You know, I say little beds, I mean, some of these things are 20 yards wide and 100 yards long. So, but they're starting to get up there. Right now, there's a lot of smaller ones up there, but the bigger ones are going to be moving up pretty quick. So, you know, they do the same thing as the bass. You get the smaller males move up and kind of fan those nests out. And then the bigger females will move up in there and start camping on those spots. And then when they do, boy, it's a blast, because you get them big old shell crackers on there, and it's something else.
I'm telling you.
Suckers, they get thick, and I mean it's a blast catching them big old things. I think about it all the time. If them rascals got to be 8 pounds or better, you couldn't get them in the boat. I mean, that dang fish, that sucker would be pulling so hard, it's unreal. I mean, that's one thing about those brim, but they're just a blast to catch anyway. But, I mean, them sunguns, for their size, they pull like a freight train, I guarantee you. So, it's a blast catching them on night crawlers or even mealworms or crickets or whatever you want to chunk at them. You know,
glowworms. Tex likes them old green glowworms.
I mean, it's just you can catch them on a whole variety of things out there, you know. And so it's
in Arkansas, everybody uses crickets for them.
Yeah, I know that. And over at Toledo Bend, they do the same thing. They got them
crickets.
They got them cricket boxes sitting outside the Toledo town over there. They got to figure, used to have. I hadn't been over there in forever, so. I don't know for sure, but they used to have that big old cricket box sitting outside. It's something else. But there for a while, I got into using those millworms because they're just too easy to put on a hook. But you look at it and you go, man, there ain't nothing. That thing ain't very big, and it ain't going to catch nothing. But it does. I mean,
that's like what my father-in-law liked. He called them Mighty Mealies.
Yeah, mealy yep, worms. That's it.
Mighty
that's
Mealies.
That's right. I mean, and the thing is, they're easy to raise. Because there for a while, I started raising them because I was catching so many brim. And all you can do is take, to raise mealworms, all you got to do is take a tub of some kind. You can set it in the house and get you one box for a starter and put it for which you just take and put a cornflakes or Wheaties or something like that in that box. Just fill it completely full of Wheaties or cornflakes, something like that. Dump that box of worms in there and throw your banana peel in there. You'll raise all the dang mealworms you want because they don't need
in the
no
house.
Water.
Well, that's when you know you're a redneck when you're raising worms inside your house.
I know. There ain't no doubt, but boy. I did it for a long time. I mean, them rascals, because they're just too easy. Put a tub on there and cut some holes in a little plastic top and chuck them on. And like I say, that banana peel, because they don't need no water. They'll get the water out of that banana peel.
Right.
Every couple of weeks, put your new banana peel in there. And then start, when you get ready to go fishing, scoop some of them out. And they just keep reproducing. It's crazy how they do that.
I'll be darned.
And then and all it is like I say, cornflakes or Wheaties or whatever, you know. So
right.
it's crazy how that you can raise stuff like that in something so simple. So it's just, but, you know, that's like I say, that's redneckery right there. You figure everything out
is.
And go with it. So, but, I mean, like I say, like growing up, my dad, he used to raise night crawlers, and he'd put them in one of them old porcelain bathtubs outside.
I remember that.
Fill it full of peat moss and stuff like that, and go out there with some hen scratch and sprinkle it on top every once in a while and water them down occasionally, and they're good to go. As long as you had them in the shade and could keep the fire ants away from them, that was the worst part.
Yeah.
There ain't no fire ants to kill them all. So. But, you know, that's, like I say, growing up, you do all kinds of stuff trying to figure it out, you know. And then everybody, you know, a lot of people in some areas, they'd go dig them out from underneath trees and stuff like that. You know, we never had a lot of them under our trees, but I know a lot of people that did. They figured out all different kind of ways to get them to come out, too. So some people just scrape the ground and dig them up, and other people stick electrodes in the ground and hook them up to a battery. So, it's some weird stuff that people did to get them night crawlers out of the ground. But it was fun just learning all that stuff, you know. It's, not everybody does that, but it is what it is. Do what you got to do to go fishing. You know, I remember growing up catfishing. We started out using night crawlers and stuff. That's why Daddy raised them all and everything, and then got changed over to them shad, because we grew up fishing at Trinity River. So shad was the predominant bait fish out there, and you'd catch a bunch of them on them shad. But whenever we was shad fishing, it started off with using a whole shad, but after a little while, they kind of disintegrate like a sardine. They just fall apart. So we started chunking them up. Well, chunking them up's fine too. You can cut them in just little old chunks, but after a little bit, they'll just fall off the hook. And then so they finally came down to filleting shad. You get that fillet off each side of that shad. Fillet a shad, and I guarantee you, put that fillet on the hook, and that fillet will last all day long. I mean, you can catch five or six fish on one fillet piece of shad. And it doesn't rot. It doesn't, you know, because I think it's the bones on those shad that kind of start making them turn mushy and stuff. But if you take and fillet that shad, that the little side will catch so many fish, it's unreal.
Yeah, those are great fried. Fried and cornmeal. I wouldn't do it. Hey, Richard, I got to run already, buddy. If somebody wants to call you, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook, just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Have a safe Memorial Day. Watch your six.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right. Later, man. All right. Let's go check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky over in Matagorda. Charlie P., good morning. How are you, man?
I'm fine. I'm sleeping in.
I don't blame you.
I'm not fighting this weekend.
Boy, yeah. I didn't want to get up this morning either. Man, that alarm went off. I said, boy, just give me another hour.
Can't it's hell to get old, isn't it?
Hey,
it's hell to get old.
Got to buy the baby some new shoes. Got to work.
Well, fishing's been good. Yesterday, that wind laid. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
Everybody was able to get where they wanted to. It seems like, you know, we don't have much current right now. We got real weak current.
Yeah, the tides are weak.
Yeah. It's an early bite. You know, about after 9 o'clock, you're just pecking on them. But I've waited the last 2 days, and it's been good. I turned loose a 24 and a 25 yesterday. It seems like all these fish that everybody's catching right now, those upper slots, 18 mm-hmm. to 22-inch fish.
Right.
That's what you're catching.
Same over here.
Yeah. You know, all those 15 and a halves and 16s that we were catching, you know, all winter and early spring, they grew up, I guess.
They
disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to, once we get lined out, we'll have all age classes, you know, from 1 year olds up to 7, 8, 9 year olds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plenty of them, I hope, especially a lot of those 7 and 8 year olds. Lots of them.
Well, a lot of fish bit the dust over here the past couple of days, I can tell you that. that damn tables were full.
Yeah, just think if it was 5 or 10 fish, what a bloody mess it'd be.
Oh, man, and I'm telling you, and everybody's dragging buckets, too. You know?
So. Croaker buckets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, it's in full force, so it's going to be a long summer.
Yeah, especially for them fish.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. So, I'm glad the wind's back up today for the weekend. Maybe that'll help a little bit, but, you know, the ones that are waiting are going to get them.
Well, it's going to
get them.
It usually does every Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I don't remember many calm ones.
Well, we're almost at June, and maybe things will start calming down.
But they should, but every year is different.
Yeah. I heard you talking.
Talking what?
I heard y'all talking about those sharks a while ago. I was going to mention them. I have not been down west. Well, I went one day last week, but one of my buddies is down. One of the other guys has been fishing down there quite a bit. He says you cannot put a fish on a stringer. Mm. You better have an ice chest or something to throw them in, or they're going to get them. They're that bad down there.
Boy, boy, boy.
Yep. And, God, it just seems like every year they get worse. I can only imagine what that surf is going to be like.
I mean, nobody kills them. All they do is multiply and keep eating.
Yeah. I've had several people lately saying that I haven't had a problem in East Bay lately, but some people have. So, they're there too.
Sharks in East Bay.
Yeah.
Coming through Mitchell's.
Yeah. I haven't seen those schools of porpoises in the middle of East Bay like we did see all winter long. But
well, I got some the intercoastal somewhere. If they get low on food, they'll be there. You can bet on that.
They're in the intercoastal. You go to the intercoastal, you see them everywhere.
Yeah. Well, there must be a lot of trout in the intercoastal.
Yeah. A lot of little shrimp right now. Little bitty tiny shrimp.
Same here.
Yeah. It's the same everywhere. We don't have those giant fish like they do down south right now, but maybe they'll come back.
We'll get there.
Let them grow up.
Yeah, that freeze up here, you know, on this upper coast, with some, you know, water temperatures and colder weather, it was worse than it was down south. I mean, it looked bad down there because you see a lot of their fish, and well, it looked bad in Matagorda too. Y'all got hit the hardest.
I think so, Mickey. I really do.
TPNW and all the videos I saw, y'all got nailed. What'd y'all lose? What'd they say y'all lost? 47% of your trout population? That's damn near half your fish. That's a lot, man.
Yeah, and they weren't little either. They were good ones.
No, they were logs. I saw some logs in those videos. But y'all,
they were our fish. Fast. They were our fish and your fish, too, that got flushed over here.
Yeah, we sent you a lot of fish, especially with Harvey in 2017, that August flood. Good Lord, that was... I hope I don't live to see that again. That was something else, man.
Like a bad nightmare, wasn't it?
It was. It just kept coming and kept raining and kept raining. I'm going, my gosh, somebody's got to stick a cork in this thing sooner or later.
And you stop and think of all those years back in the heydays that we never saw anything like that. You know?
That's why we had those heydays. We didn't have floods like that. I mean... This bay started getting nuked in 2015, and, man, it just bad pattern, bad cycle. Yeah. The worm always turns. It always does.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie. Yeah. Well, I guess you're going to board up and hunker down for Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, sir.
I don't blame you. I'm with you.
We'll hit it again next week.
Well, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you, give them a number, man.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Well, hey, have a good Memorial Day weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe, buddy.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. All right. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Star Tournament, that's kicking off today. Everybody's going to be after them. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions, 120 tagged redfish. They're swimming around right now in Texas inshore waters just waiting to be caught. And you can fish for other species inshore like gafftop, drum, and sheephead for great prizes. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.